Geek Radio Daily for Friday, December 5th, 2008. All the geek without any of that old silly wait. Wait. Sitting there talking to those stupid high-pitched voices that just try to annoy. You know what I'm saying. Back off, Wade. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Friday, December 5th, of course, Frankie Muniz's birthday. He's 23 years old. Was Malcolm on Malcolm in the Middle. Margaret Cho, 40. She's a comedian. You know her. Johnny Resnick, 43, singer for our Goo Goo Dolls. Little Richard is 76 years old. Good for him. On this date in 1931, coax cable was patented. In 52, the first TV acknowledgement of pregnancy happened on I Love Lucy. In 65, the first PhD was awarded by a computer science department. 66, the U.S. and the USSR signed a treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons in outer space. In 1980, John Lennon was assassinated by that jackass Mark David Chapman. In 84, Captain Kangaroo, starring Bob Keeshan, last aired. And the Grateful Dead on this date announced it was disbanding after 30 years of making music in 1995. Why should I care about all that? Because it goes to show you how weird this Friday is. And how weird is it? I know. I'm Billy Flynn.
There's a certain little lady who wants to play with fire. By that, I mean my cock and balls.
But, okay, so it's the weekend. That's fine. That's fantastic. It just goes to show you that even though it's Friday, this isn't necessarily the coolest karmic day we've ever had. The vicar, again, it's Friday. He's at work early, and sometimes we have to do that day job, blah, 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 blah. But you need to know about TV. Taking a look at your television pages for the evening. Tonight on CBS, you have a new episode of The Ghost Whisperer. You have a rerun of Numbers followed by a new episode of Numbers. I've already forgotten what the other thing is that was on Friday night. So now I don't even know what they're blocking out there. No idea. Over on ABC, they're showing How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the movie, followed by 2020. Now, just a couple of days ago, it was a Family Channel or somebody that showed that twice, back to back. ABC showing it, well, okay, fine. NBC, another clip show thing for you tonight on NBC. It's the Greatest Holiday Moments TV and Film Countdown. I'm surprised Dick Clark's not hosting it. Following that is Lipstick Jungle. Those kind of clip shows, they save tons of money for studios, for networks. Tons. Over on Fox, on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, Jenny Garth is playing? No. Again? No, that has to be a rerun. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? What I definitely know is new is tonight on Don't Forget the Lyrics, Eddie Money and his daughter Jessie appear. I'd like Jessie's girl. That's all I'm going to say about that. Over on the CW, it's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, the animated movie based on the song that you hear far too many times. AMC's got The Wild Bunch. Now that's a good movie. Bravo's showing Heat. Okay. Country Music Television is the 20 merriest music videos. Aww. Tonight on the Family Channel, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Over on FMC, they're showing the Full Monty. But they probably won't be showing the Full Monty, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Sci-Fi Channel has new episodes of Stargate Atlantis and Sanctuary! Turner Classic Movie says, meet me in St. Louis. Over on the Cartoon Channel there, Cartoon Network, yeah. Tonight on Batman Brave and the Bold, he teams up with Aquaman to fight some kind of weird clone things. Sure. TV Land, and okay, if you're a TV Land. TV Land showing a movie, and when it's a movie about TV shows and stuff, it sort of fits. But tonight TV Land showing Analyze This. Maybe it's a two-hour pilot. I have no idea. If I'm watching anything this evening, though, it's going to be on the Hallmark Channel because tonight Nick and his daughter Holly fight a real estate developer to keep their Christmas theme park open. Oh, tonight Candace Cameron, Tom Arnold, and Barbara Eden star in Moonlight and Mistletoe. Aw.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Taking a dip into the GRD mailbag here. Got ourselves some mail. This is from Tomovosky. Hey, Vicar and Flynn, I am glad to be hearing your non-wait brand of geek talk and news. Because of computer problems, I've been put in a spot where I had to wait, and I do not wish this on my worst enemy. Also, it is about time you brought up Knights at the Dinner Table, and for fans of KODT, because those of you in the know, you know it's called that, they should check out Twitter, where Jody Blackburn and Kenzer are keep you up to date with no wait, and you don't even have to pay that aforementioned horrible sum of $15.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, owe.
Thank you, Tomovsky. Absolutely. And Nights at the Dinner Table, we love us some Nights at the Dinner Table. Cracks us up all the time. One of those things where, does it hit too close to home? Probably. I don't think we're going to be. We're just going to deal with it. We're going to deal with it. Anna writes us in. So I was going through the list of my favorite podcasters who have been good little boys and girls. And, wow, she must be telling us we're on the naughty list. Somehow you guys got on that list. We're what? Well, thank you, Anna. You're so incredibly sweet. Don't ask. Oh, okay. I was about to. Anyway, I went to find your donation button, and for the life of me, I couldn't locate it. How else can I fill your stockings this year? Anna? You know you can't. Oh, Anna, you can't set me up like that. Okay, I'm going to be good. Anna points out something that apparently a lot of folks, podcasters, some of our favorite shows, they all have a little donate button where if you really wanted to, you could just throw a couple of bucks people's way. Anna asked for one. The patron saint of this fine program, Podcasting's Rich Siegfried, set us one up. And if you now go to just the main site there at geekradiodaily.com, you'll see a little donate button should you want to use it. That's all I'm going to say about it. Moving on. If you would like to drop us a mail telling us about, enhancements, changes, things that we could do, if you'd like to be a helper, that's cool. If you just want to tell us that we're awesome and that you're looking for ways to throw us money, that's cool. If you want to question why we haven't mentioned a particular topic, whatever you'd like to talk about, we're here for you. It's what we do. Just drop us a line to Vicar, Billy Flynn, or the letter Y of podcasting, The Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com. You could also just send one straight to the podcast itself. The podcast itself has an email. Oddly enough, that is podcast@geekradiodaily.com. It's Friday. Going to be taking a look at new movies out in the theaters and look at your geek news coming up here on this Friday, December 5th, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Introducing 2 Minute Danger Theater, a podcast with an unending appetite for excitement.
Hello, I'll be your alien invader this evening.
Blast off with Commander Ranger and Cadet Nancy as they set foot on alien worlds.
The temperature is 50 degrees below zero.
It looks like we only have one spacesuit aboard the ship. You'll have to wear this bathrobe.
Trek around the globe with jungle adventurer Blake Diamond as he searches for an ancient mystical ruby.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, I believe we've discovered the Holy Grail.
Damn it! Where's the ruby?
Wherever there's a Nazi plot to thwart or a humanitarian crisis to ignore, Blake Diamond will be there.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, map to the city of Atlantis, Missing Link.
And don't forget the voice, that mysterious crime fighter who lurks in the shadows.
If you don't talk, you'll force me to use my powers of telepathy.
Oh yeah? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
1.
No.
10.
No.
1.
Yes, 2 Minute Danger Theater. Just go to dangertheater.com. Please consult a physician before listening.
Nancy, what are you doing with that llama?
Milking it, sir.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, December 5th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. Billy Flynn hanging out here with you, the vicar, at work. Working really, really, really hard. And, send him a note and say, hey, man, thanks for all the hard work you do. Okay, well, don't, maybe not necessary. It might go to his head. I'm just concerned. It's Friday. You might be going to the movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
So let us take a peek at what is out there for you today. Cadillac Records. Adrian Brody playing Leonard Chess in this movie, which is a look at Chess Records. You'll find that Leonard Chess's brother is not mentioned in this film whatsoever. Don't know why. Who knows? But Chess Records, you may not remember that name, but you know the names they signed. They signed Muddy Waters, Eddie James, Chuck Berry, just to name a few. This movie, from what I've heard, it's worth it for the music, if nothing else. Punisher Warzone is out today. Ray Stevenson takes on Jigsaw. I keep thinking of Ray Stevens when I say that. You really need to listen to my boys over there at Screen Geek. They, great review. Barry has a review. Wow. I'm just saying that I don't think it's that good. Schenectady, New York, however you say it, it's got Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's a guy who, a death-fearing theater director with lady troubles and this, like, three little story thing, blah, 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 blah. Familiar Stranger stars DJ Qualls in a comedy about your family getting together for Thanksgiving. You know, the awkwardness, the sometimes shouting stuff happens. Someone made a movie. That's all it is. Noble Son. A boy is kidnapped and ransoms, and the ransom that is asked for is the father's Nobel Prize. Did I mention the boy and the father? They're sort of estranged. They don't get along, huh? Drama, pathos, baby. That's a look at stuff coming out in theaters today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news. Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Vin Diesel would like you to know he's not done making movies. In fact, Vin Diesel wants to show you that, you know, he was a stage actor. He's an actor. So Vin Diesel is starting production of his own adaptation of the life of Hannibal. You know Hannibal. You know, Hannibal the Great, the Conqueror, the guy. In original Punic. Punic is a late form of spoken Phoenician, once commonplace in Southern Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. He says, quote, "It's been a passion project. If you do something like that, you want to go all the way." Vin Diesel is going to star in a dead language film. I don't know about you. That might be worth seeing it just for that reason. Speed. You remember Speed? Well, they've been talking about another Speed movie. They were thinking that a new Speed movie would be a remake, a reimagining, if you will. But Ain't It Cool News has a handy-dandy insider tipster that says that Fox, that Fox is wanting to do a sequel, a Speed 3, and that it reintroduces Jack Traven, the Keanu Reeves character, so apparently he's enough of an action star again to where they could try to float that out to him. And who knows, maybe we'll do another Bill and Ted while we're at it. Sure we will. So, another remake, They Live, John Carpenter's cult 1988 film, getting the remake treatment from Universal and studio-based Strike Entertainment. They're in negotiations to acquire the film rights. Les Mogens has the film rights to that. Strike's Mark Abrams and Eric Newman will produce, while Shep Gordon of Les Mogens and Carpenter will serve as executive producers. No writer or anything, just producers and stuff. And They Live. Really? What more can you do to it? I mean, it already created Duke Nukem just from the phraseology, and the 5-6 minute fight scene is legendary. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So there is some news on the front for the movie Thor. It keeps on taking a sort of a British feel. Of course, not only do we have Kenneth Branagh directing it, which, you know, is going to make the thing worthwhile so far. Now they're talking to Journeyman's Kevin McKidd to play the role of Thor himself. McKidd told IGN that, quote, "There's been a lot of back and forth," unquote, with Marvel about him taking on the role of the Thunder God in both the upcoming solo movie and in the Avengers. Nothing yet, but for those of you Journeyman fans, that would be a way to get your guy back. Although, it wouldn't be the same character. Still, you miss him. I know you do. You've told me, and it's sweet of you to hold on like that. So, part of the annual ABC Family 25 Days of Christmas is a weekend-long marathon of the Harry Potter films. And while most of us, we've seen them, we own the DVDs, here's something for you. Hey, kids, here's something coming up on TV over the weekend. On Sunday, December 7th, ABC Family is going to be showing Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire with an extended version that includes a never-before-seen deleted scene from Goblet of Fire. Boom. Network also will include an exclusive look at next summer's Half-Blood Prince during the weekend-long marathon. Weekend kicks off tonight, talked about in the TV pages with Sorcerer's Stone, Goblet of Fire airing Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to see that scene, which will be up on YouTube very shortly afterwards, but if you want to see it first, go for it. Tahir Kagan, a professor at Texas A&M University, is figuring out a way to use piezoelectrics to harvest energy to charge devices to make them essentially self-charging gadgets. Basically, he would like you to be able to use your cell phone, talk into it, and charge it as you're talking. Specifically, Kagan and his partners from the University of Houston have found that a certain type of piezoelectric material can convert energy at a 100% increase when manufactured at a very small size, around 21 nanometers in thickness. Giggity. What's more, when materials are constructed bigger or smaller than the specific size, they show a significant decrease in their energy converting capability, which means that smaller things like cell phones, iPods, and laptops can all be charged very easily. Quote Kagan himself, "Even the disturbances in the form of sound waves, such as pressure waves in gases, liquids, and solids, may be harvested for powering nano and micro devices of the future, if these materials are processed and manufactured, apparently for this purpose." So yes, my friends, gas is going to save everything once again. Hey, it's Friday. I'm tired. Hey, thanks for sticking around for this week. It's been a fantastic week. Come back and see us next week at Geek Radio Daily. Please subscribe through iTunes and write a review while you're there. It'd be fantastic. Come by for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Geek Radio Daily licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Check out the new store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Wake up your folks and tell them you're hungry. Go!